Dwell Properties Sports Bar, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists. And let's kick it off with some school action. Ashton College were officially crowned the Durban and Districts Golf League winners for 2025. It's the first time in their history that they've achieved this, and they are the first co-ed school ever to claim such an incredible title. Well done to all the little golfers at Ashton. Truly well deserved. In terms of Umhlali Prep, the tennis team placed second at the national finals of the Rising Star Tennis Championships held in Benoni in Joburg. This makes them the second best team in South Africa. What an achievement for Umhlali Prep Tennis, and well done to all the scholars who partook in that. Of course, moving on to some cricket action then, and how unlucky were our Proteas women who lost in the final of the World Cup, losing out to India, the home team in India, but what a remarkable tournament for our ladies. Despite 100 from captain Lauren Wilfart, it just wasn't enough as India posted 298 for 7 and the Proteas only managing 246 all out, losing by 52 runs, and India crowned Women's World Cup champions. But well done to your Proteas ladies, we are all so proud of you. On the men's front, unfortunately, the Proteas went into the decider T20 against Pakistan at 1-1, but failed to produce any heroics and lost the series 2-1, handing Pakistan a victory at home in the T20 series. Not a good weekend for Proteas cricket all round. On the rugby side, though, the Bokke, boy, they gave us something to shout about, and then some. Gave Japan an absolute thumping, 61-7, and sorry to Eddie Jones, who was very vocal before the match, but boy, the Bokke turned up, and did they or did they? Some other mixed results on the weekend. New Zealand beats Ireland 26-13. The very loud and very verbose Ireland humbled by New Zealand. And then England were too strong for Australia, winning 25-7. But there's a big one coming up this weekend. Wee Palifufonse versus the Springbokke. And boy, do we want to give them another hiding on their home soil. Big game on Saturday. Let's get ready for it. Let's take down the French. On the football side, Man City and Arsenal continued their winning ways, with Arsenal now 6 points clear at the top of the table. They continue to go from strength to strength, and defensively they are looking so sound. Liverpool finally back to winning ways after beating Aston Villa. Thankfully for me, no more abuse. And then Man United failed to capitalize on the other results as they drew 2-2 with Nottingham Forest. And then for those of you that are interested in baseball, they call it the World Series, but it's certainly not the World. It's only played between Canada and the USA. The Los Angeles Dodgers became back-to-back World Series champions, beating the Toronto Blue Jays in a Game 7 to win the World Series of Baseball. Some random sports thrown in there. Why not? It's the Dwell Properties Sports Bar, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists.
And thank you for that wonderful overview of the sport from Dwell Properties. We'll run it again next Tuesday.